Greetings, I'm Bill Clyke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Kevin Kraft, who's Administrative Director of the Governor's Commission on Middle Eastern American Affairs. And Kevin's here to talk to us about Middle Eastern Americans in Maryland. So we're very glad to have him. So Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here. The pandemic has caused a lot of our activities to slow down, and it's really great to be getting them going again.
That's great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful that we can get these things going, huh?
Yeah. It's a scary time. But,
right. That's right. First of all, for those of our listeners who didn't hear our interview a couple years ago, could you tell us a little bit about the Governor's Commission on Middle Eastern American Affairs, please?
The Middle Eastern American Affairs Commission is one of seven ethnic commissions. Mm-hmm. There's also an African Commission, which I also am the administrative director for. There's a Hispanic Affairs, South Asian American Affairs, Pacific Asian American Affairs. The Maryland Commission's on African American History, which sometimes people confuse with African, but African is about African born, and African American is about the folks who are here in the United States and were born here and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least is the Maryland Commission on Indian Affairs, which is about Native Americans, which there are several tribes native to the state of Maryland.
Thank you. I love to have you folks on talk about the commissions, because folks are just not aware about how diverse Maryland really is.
It's a tremendously diverse state, and as the governor says repeatedly, it is a major strength for us. Diversity brings so many different ways to look at a problem, and the more ways you look at issues, the easier it is to come up with solutions. And most of the folks who come here, I mean, the vast majority are highly educated, highly motivated, and very successful. So they bring a lot to the state.
Let's talk about the commission. How long has the commission been around?
The African Affairs and Middle Eastern American Affairs were both established by executive order by the previous governor, O'Malley, in 2007. They were established to increase outreach to particular communities that were potentially being underserved. We've got a vast variety of ethnic enclaves in the state, but as certain ones grew, it became more important to the governor to make sure that these folks understood that they had a connection to state government. Unfortunately, a lot of the places where these folks come from, the government is not looked upon very well.
Yeah.
Whereas here in the United States and in Maryland, we hope that people understand that the government is here to assist and to help. And the commissions make that a little bit more possible.
The commission membership, where are the various countries represented?
Well, the Middle Eastern Commission is made up of folks who typically were born in the countries that folks think of as the Middle East. We're talking those that surround the Med and the Gulf, the Persian Gulf. You're mm-hmm. Israel, where I have a couple of members. Well, one who was born there and a couple who have interests. Turkey, Syria, Northern Africa as well, because Sub-Saharan Africa is part of my African Commission. But those northern states, in Egypt, which I have three or four members from Egypt, are all covered by the Middle Eastern Commission.
How does the commission do its thing?
We have an executive order, as I mentioned, that establishes a few particular rules and things that we follow. Each commission has 21 active seats. They're not always filled, but we work as if they are. In order to have our quarterly meetings, which we actually have one today, at 6 o'clock, and I'll tell you more about that later. But in order to have a quarterly meeting where we can conduct business, at least 11, which is a majority plus one, excuse me, a majority of the 21, we're able to make official our deliberations. Otherwise, no notes are kept. And whatever we discuss, when there's less than 11, it essentially doesn't count. We have task forces that are were established by the executive order. Economic development and business is very important. That's one. And faith-based issues, that's another. Workforce development is also very important. Especially when we get some folks come over as refugees, different conflicts will bring people over. We have new Americans coming from Syria.
I guess the origin of refugees has changed quite a bit.
It constantly changes. We never know. And sometimes they go to the West Coast, typically when it's like Pacific Rim type things or Southeast Asia. But you never know where they're going to end up.
Right.
Maryland is kind of a destination for folks who come over the traditional way. Because of our proximity to D.C. and the fact that we have a strong economy and most, let's say there's a vast number of communities, most countries already have an enclave established somewhere in Maryland or D.C.
Yeah.
So they come here, they find our cost of living is a little bit less, so they like Maryland.
Let's talk about the number of Middle Eastern Americans in Maryland. How many are there?
I recall it is around 350,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's much greater than you would think.
Yeah. And you said that they're mostly of middle or higher income.
Typically, I haven't really seen a breakdown of where they are as far as income wise, but education wise, they're much higher with advanced degrees and at least 4-year degrees.
Uh-huh.
And as everybody knows, more education leads to more money. It's just one of those simple things that it's
right.
The way it works out.
Right. What counties are they mostly living in at this point?
Well, it's the same as with everybody else, the more populated counties. I would say Montgomery County is number one. Prince George County fits in there as well. Baltimore City and Baltimore County would probably be the top four.
Right.
Although Howard might have snuck into that top four.
Yeah.
A lot of my commissioners live in Howard County.
I guess in terms of important issues for Middle Eastern Americans, unfortunately, part of it is prejudice and discrimination, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. A number of my commissioners, the ones who've been here the longest typically, left to escape religious persecution. I have a couple of Palestinian members who are Christians. They worship at this large church that is really an area-wide church. It's a DMV church. It's located in D.C., and Palestinians from all over the Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. area come to worship there. And unfortunately, that's still something that happens where folks who don't necessarily fit into the primary class are persecuted, and they seek a free life. And thankfully, that's still available here in America, in Maryland in particular.
Yeah, indeed. What other things is the commission working on? You said economic and business development and faith, and of course, helping refugees.
Yes, that isn't a direct responsibility of the commissions,
uh-huh.
but there is a group, the Maryland Skilled Immigrants Task Force, that is run out of the Department of Labor, and I particularly participate in that. We have monthly meetings, and a number of the members of that task force, which was put together to make sure that folks are getting their fullest employment, because you hate to see folks who are super qualified to do one thing end up having to drive Uber or whatever in order to try and make their ends meet once they get here. So we try and remove some of the barriers that would stop, like a lot of professional tests, we get them translated, or there's a number of different things where to help them get their bona fides recognized here in the States.
Uh-huh.
So it just takes a little special extra effort, and the task force is put together to try and alleviate some of those difficulties.
How can someone get in touch with the commission?
Well, it's pretty easy. The easiest way would be to call. 410-697-9260 will get me. And if you don't get me, someone in GOCI, the Governor's Office of Community Initiatives, will answer. We're basically on the road a lot. If we're in the office too much, we're not really doing our job.
Right.
So reaching us by phone isn't always practical, but messages always get delivered. Just to set up to send me an email whenever I have a message. We also reach out to the public through Twitter and Facebook, and it's Maryland OCI, and that's Maryland spelled out, and GOCI, the acronym for the Governor's Office of Community Initiatives. And you can find us on Twitter and Facebook with either one of those handles.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Let's see, we're just about out of time. What would you add, Kevin?
Let's see, anything important that I missed? Well, like I mentioned, we do have a meeting tonight.
Uh-huh.
And if you were to go to either the Twitter or the Facebook feed, you'll see what you need to do. It's going to be a virtual meeting. We're hoping to get away from those eventually, but right now we're still, because of COVID, we're still doing virtual meetings.
And they're open to the public?
Yes. Just like our regular meetings, you're open to attend. And you just have to register through Zoom, because we are using the Zoom platform. But it's a click-on thing. Once you go to the Maryland GOCI, like say on either Twitter or Facebook, or you can go to our website at goci.maryland.gov, and it's all listed there. You click it on the Zoom link and register, and you'll be able to attend.
Okay,
The meeting tonight starts at 6 p.m. It's scheduled to go till 8, but since we're not doing all the different things that we would do on an in-person meeting, they've been ending a little early. So I would say it'll probably go from 6 till about 7:15-ish. That's typically how they've been ending, because we normally, on in-person ones, we eat. And that takes up a good 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah,
since we're not doing that anymore.
Indeed.
While we're virtual, it's a little shorter meeting.
Unfortunately, though, Kevin, that's all we have time for today.
Remember, if you are a victim of discrimination, say in finding an apartment, getting a mortgage, being unfairly passed over for a job at work, or being told we don't rent to you people, don't just take it. File a complaint. Call the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600 or 1-800-637-6247 or go to mccr.maryland.gov.
I would like to thank our guest, Kevin Kraft, Administrative Director for the Governor's Commission on Middle Eastern American Affairs, for being our guest today. Thank you, Kevin.
You're very welcome. And anytime you'd like to have us back, and we'd be happy to show, and I will get that demographic information to you as soon as I have it.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Keep up your good work for all of us. And
all right.
For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.